News. I'm David Byrd. The House Judiciary Committee continues to debate before taking the step of impeaching President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The panel's expected to vote today on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, Suu Kyi defended the Myanmar military's actions against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case at the International Court be dropped.
Myanmar requests the court to remove the case from its list. In the alternative, to reject the request for the indication of provisional measures submitted by the Gambia.
The UN's top court is conducting emergency legal proceedings to determine whether military personnel committed genocide against Myanmar's Rohingya minority in 2017. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. News reports from Washington say President Donald Trump has signed off on a so-called Phase 1 trade deal with China, avoiding a new wave of tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese consumer goods. Bloomberg News Service and Reuters say the deal includes reduction of existing U.S. tariffs in exchange for China buying more U.S. agricultural products, increasing American access to the Chinese market, and tightening protections for intellectual property rights. Since July of last year, the Trump administration has imposed import taxes on $360 billion worth of Chinese products. Beijing retaliated by taxing $120 billion in U.S. exports, including soybeans and other agricultural products that are vital to many of President Trump's supporters in rural areas. Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of 86 seats in Britain's election, giving him the numbers in Parliament he needs to deliver on Brexit by January 31st. The exit poll showed Johnson's Conservatives would win 368 seats. That's enough for a comfortable outright majority in the 650-seat Parliament. Labour was forecast to win 191 seats, the Scottish National Party 55, and the Liberal Democrats 13. Full results of the vote are not expected until Friday. If Johnson's bet on a snap election has paid off, he has promised to move swiftly to ratify the Brexit deal he made with the European Union so the United Kingdom can leave on January 31st, 10 months later than initially planned. Election officials were counting ballots in Algeria's contentious presidential elections Thursday evening. The country has been leaderless since former leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika was forced to resign in April. The elections were marred with violence between police and protesters who fear the elections will perpetuate a corruption-ridden system with military oversight that they are trying to bring to an end. Results were not likely until Friday. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island Friday has recovered 6 of 8 bodies and is preparing to send them back to the capital city of Wellington. Experts say that White Island, located about 50 kilometers off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, is highly volatile. The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted on Monday, spewing ash and steam over the island. The death toll stands at 8, as those still on the island are considered missing until they are formally identified. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.